Nedarim Perek Ches Mishnah Beis 8:2. The Mishnah in this Perek continues to discuss the definition of certain time periods in the context of Nedarim, meaning if a person takes a neder for a limited period of time and he uses a given expression, what that expression means. And in this Mishnah, we begin to explore the tricky word ad. So ad, ayin dalad in Hebrew, means until in English, and it's ambiguous, meaning the same way if I tell you, you know, and my parents are staying with me until Pesach. So does that mean until the beginning of Pesach and they'll be gone for Pesach? Or does that mean including Pesach and they're leaving after Pesach? It's just ambiguous, it's not clear. So the Mishnah here will start out by saying that although it's true, the word ad could mean either ad va'ad bichlal, meaning until and including the ambiguous period, or it could mean ad velo ad bichlal, until and not including that ambiguous period, that last item or last moment or last period in the expression. The basic point of our Mishnah here is that under normal circumstances, unless otherwise indicated, as we'll see in the Mishnah what those indications might be, when a person says ad, he means ad velo ad bichlal, he means until and not including in the context of a neder. And therefore, for example, if a person says in the Mishnah, I'm reading inside, ad ha pesach, I make forbidden to myself by force of a neder not to eat any cream cheese until Pesach. So when does that neder now lapse? I can eat cream cheese once again. Asur ad sheagia. I'm forbidden from eating the cream cheese until Pesach arrives. So already at Leila Seder, I could have cream cheese if I wanted to. In contrast, if I say ad sheyehe, which is hard to translate in English for me, but something like, until that it will be Pesach. So then the Mishnah is saying that expression would connote, at least in Hebrew, ad sheyehei, throughout the period of Pesach, and therefore asur ad sheyetze, until Pesach ends. If a person says now, ad lifnei ha-Pesach, also hard for me to translate, and in fact, while the girsa ad lifnei, which would probably mean, like if I translated it out of context, would simply mean until before Pesach, there's different girsa, that's the Bartanura's girsa also, but many Rishonim have the girsa, which is like the Gemara elsewhere, which it's ad penei, until, I can't translate really honestly, until, you know, I don't know, Pesach is here. So if it's expression of something, if I translate this for the best I can now, until Pesach is here, so now, what does it mean I'm not eating cream cheese until Pesach is here? Does that mean until the end of Pesach or the beginning of Pesach? It's ambiguous. So Reb Meir Omer Asur Ad Sheyagia. Reb Meir says that you'd be restricted just till the beginning of Pesach, whereas Reb Yossi says, Omer, Asur Ad Sheyetze, until the end of Pesach. Now, the machlokas are having between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi isn't just one of what the normal connotation of the expression ad lifnei Pesach means. They hold more generally that they have a machlokas whether a person is mal inish nafshe l'sfeika or not. If a person would introduce himself into a scenario where he is sitting in a suffolk, he's like in a gray area not knowing what to do. So according to Reb Meir, lo mal inish nafshe l'sfeika, Reb Meir says a person, while the expression, of course, is ambiguous, or let's say it's ambiguous, a person wouldn't make a neder that brings him into a situation where it's not clear if he can or can't do something. So obviously he must have meant something when he said it, and we'll assume he didn't want to introduce the questionable period, therefore his neder must have only come to include the period that's certain and would end at the beginning of Pesach. So that's what he must have meant, even though the expression is ambiguous, Reb Meir concedes, but the person would never, a normal person wouldn't do such a thing to bring himself to a question, to a suffix, to an uncertain situation. Rabbi Yossi, however, says no. Rabbi Yossi says people don't think things through so well, and they could, you know, be sloppy and intellectually lazy. And when they say an expression that's ambiguous, like in the context here, lifnei ha-Pesach, so they very well might have not thought through the fact that lifnei ha-Pesach could mean the beginning, middle, or end of Pesach. And that being the case, they have to be strict and restrict themselves throughout the whole of Pesach. And indeed, the halacha is like Reb Yossi, meaning we paskin that people don't think things through necessarily to the nth degree, and therefore they do sometimes make the darim, which lead them to a situation of suffolk, and then of course would be then since the obligation to adhere to nedarim is a daraisa or two daraisas, therefore we go l'chumra, and a person has to be strict.